Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a very, very busy day. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, we got truckers from all over the country wanting to boycott Colorado. Just boycott driving through Colorado, driving to Colorado. Centering around the case where a very young driver that got into a fiery, fatal crash, killing four people, injuring multiple others, ends up getting a 110-year sentence. We're going to talk about some of those details and what the boycott could mean. It's Christmas time. I love Christmas time. My favorite time of year. I love Christmas candy. I love Christmas chocolate. I'm not a big fan of candy canes. I'm not a big peppermint fan. So I don't have to worry too much this year because there's a candy cane shortage. We're going to talk about the candy cane shortage and what's going on with that and the impact that could have. I love money. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it, but I don't like spending more than I have to, and I like making more. And apparently the bonds are like the I-bonds have gone up to 7.12% initial interest rate. And meanwhile, what, my bank account's at, what, 0.6%? So we're going to talk about what's going on with the bond market, why it kind of can signify some bad things from inflation, but you might as well take advantage and get some bonds. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how this was really, really cute. Apparently, nobody, I've been a professor. I've taught students for years. People don't read what they give you. You know, the syllabus and all that. So apparently there was a professor who actually hid $50 clues within the syllabus. This isn't the first time somebody has done that. And showed where the locker would be, gave all the clues in there, even the combination to the locker. Not one student claimed the $50 because nobody reads the syllabus. So this RTFM that you keep hearing online, I can't say the words, but it's read the blanking manual, is kind of something I think we need to teach not only adults but our youth. So we're gonna get there soon. The early results of the Pfizer vaccine in infants and children showed mixed efficacy. Not as good with the two shots, meaning kids might have to have a series of three. And then there was in one school in my neck of the woods a few kids who decided to videotape themselves making swastikas with their pencils and giving the Nazi salute. So we got a very busy, busy weekend to kind of move into this week and kind of keep you guys all up to date with everything going on. But never too busy to take your calls or questions or comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So first things first, we were told over the weekend that our flu shot was a mismatch. Now, I don't really like that term mismatch, but I completely understand from a scientific standpoint what they mean by that. So we got a flu shot that's covering four different strains. Four. And the currently active flu strain, the H3N2, is apparently able to evade the immunity from the flu shot. So they call it a mismatch. Well, none of our flu shots are ever 100% matches. So that didn't surprise me. But apparently University of Pennsylvania immunologist Scott Hensley and their team are a little bit more concerned. And the reason why is this H3N2 has a very efficient replication. This virus can replicate very nicely in a person's lungs. And our vaccine poorly neutralized it. Why? Because there were certain mutations. They said our data indicate that these H3N2 strains are antigenically mismatched, likely due to amino acid differences at HA residues 159 and 160. So they're basically saying where there are substitutions. There was a T160I substitution, a T160K substitution. So they think that the vaccine might not work as well. However, they still recommend you get it. And we still have hope, because when a flu season comes, it's not just all about influenza A and H3N2. It's also H1N1. It's an influenza B, which is why we get four shots when we get the vaccine. So we kind of like to hedge, you know. It makes us wonder if these people are from Vegas, because they really know how to kind of hedge your bets. So how does the flu shot get developed? Well, I told you guys about this, and this is where it's always tricky. We have to, in America, decide by February what flu shot we're going to give and make for the country for flu season. We decide, they meet, the experts meet, then the pharmaceutical companies are told what to make. Pharmaceutical companies then have to develop it, then they have to test it, distribute it, and then get it out into the pharmacies by August, September. We'd like to follow the flu strain in the Southern Hemisphere. But the Southern Hemisphere doesn't necessarily have their flu season by that time. The Southern Hemisphere, Australia, starts their flu season around March, April, May, and then it goes on through the summer. So while we start to see the dominant strains in Australia, for example, we're already mass producing them, slapping the label onto our flu shot. So everybody keeps saying, okay, well, we get our flu vaccine from what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere the season before. Yes and no. Not to the exact degree. So we take our best guess. So this year, we have the Victoria A H1N1, the A Cambodia H3N2, the B Washington Victoria lineage virus B, and then the Phuket, I can't make the short U because otherwise it sounds like blanket, but a Phuket B virus. And then the cell recombinant base, not the egg based, has a couple little different. It has the Wisconsin instead of the Victoria H1N1, and so the Cambodia H3N2. So what does all this mean? Well, the H3N2 has been kind of more known to be very pandemic causing. H3N2, whenever we had a bad virus, it was an H3N2. Remember a few years ago we had a mismatch? Well, it was an H3N2. So we're still telling people to get the flu shot. The reason why I got the flu shot and I still recommend it is I felt like the flu shot also protected me against COVID. I don't want flu and COVID. When I look at these COVID deaths, I don't think it's just strictly a COVID death for all of them. I think some of them also have flu or pneumonia, bacteria pneumonia even. So we might want to, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I still think the flu shot, even if it only offers 20% protection, that still provides 20% protection. Any bit helps. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So New Zealand right now is investigating multiple deaths of myocarditis linked to the mRNA vaccines. One that they have confirmed, or they believe the link is to the COVID vaccine, happened in a 26-year-old male. Now, this is, again, New Zealand. They also have said there's a female who also has died after taking her doses. This actually was a few months prior. And then they're looking at a 13-year-old who died with plausible myocarditis after taking their vaccinations. And then there was a death of a man in his 60s. So the New Zealand's Vaccine Safety Board is looking into all of these. And a Pfizer spokesperson said the company is aware of the report of the death in New Zealand. It's monitoring all reports of possible adverse events and continues to believe the benefit-risk profile is for its vaccine is positive. So the man died within 2 weeks of his first dose. That two-week mark is the one that seems to be the most, scary for people because it's... And we spoke about this. When people were fainting, remember originally they were getting the vaccine and they were fainting and then, or they were having anaphylaxis. That usually happened within the first 24 to 72 hours. So fainting because you went through a vasovagal syncope, or the anxiety of it, or I don't know, the pain from the shot. Sometimes people faint with a shot. It happens. Isn't necessarily COVID vaccine specific. The anaphylaxis, if somebody goes and has a complete allergic reaction, and we did have many that did during that rollout, and then nobody covered it again, so we don't know how many still continue to. That to me would imply, well, something within that substrate, something within that, you know, the PEG or the sucrose or the potassium chloride, whatever that was in I think there was potassium chloride, I have to double check, within the substrate or the solution goes into the body, somebody might have a reaction. That's more of an allergy. But when 2 weeks later, there's inflammation of the heart. What happens 2 weeks later after the shot? Well, that's when the antibodies are now getting primed. It takes about 2 weeks for your body, once you get that mRNA vaccine, to make those spike proteins. So by the two-week mark, that cell is, you know, shooting out the spike proteins that are being made. The immune system is learning to identify them. So the myocarditis risk has been something that has been kind of prevalent for a while, more so in the Moderna than the Pfizer, but we have seen it in the Pfizer as well. And so it's prompted a lot of concern, especially with young men, on do I really want to take this? And I think the science behind it, you know, isn't that, you know, magical. I think there are some easy ways to determine what could be going on. Is the spike protein or the antibody, what the antibody is identifying, could that possibly, in select men or women, select individuals, have a similar shape, such that when the antibody learns the spike protein, it goes, oh, well, this heart cell or this pericardium around the heart, there's something to that might be triggering it. Or it could just be with that much of an antibody response and that strong and robust a vaccine and immune response, the body sometimes attacks other things. That's why sometimes we have rare cases of GBS or Guillain-Barré syndrome, where the body immune system is so good that it decides to attack your body, your nerves, which is why some people who have had vaccine-induced Guillain-Barré syndrome can't take another vaccine because they're so afraid their body's going to just turn around and attack them. It's rare, and COVID can cause, viruses can cause GBS, and so viruses can cause myocarditis. So that's why the companies are saying, look, the benefits still outweigh the risks. We don't have too much more information on the man. We do know that myocarditis is inflammation of the heart. Pericarditis is inflammation around the heart. So myo is muscle, card is heart, itis is inflammation. If you remember back in October, Swedish officials had started cutting down their spike vaccine and urging people don't take Moderna or and use instead the Pfizer vaccine. Denmark did this as well, Ontario, Canada. But again, it was because of the Moderna vaccine. With the Moderna vaccine, they found more of an issue. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. We know there's side effects of the vaccines, but we also know that COVID can cause also those same side effects. So it's a very, very frustrating time for those people on the fence. Well, let's look at what's going on in the military. At least 30,000 people in the military, from what we understand, are not vaccinated. As far as I'm concerned, look, they're putting their lives on the line, protecting America. Give them a choice. Let them have a beer. If they want to have a cigarette, whatever they want, let them do. They're putting their lives on the line for America. As far as I'm concerned, they could do no wrong. But interestingly, when you have a vaccine mandate, the only way even though I still think it's unconstitutional, but the only way the Constitution even may allow it is with that 1905 precedence, you have to give everybody an out. All right? So the out is like a religious exemption, you know, or a medical issue. So 1905, if somebody had a medical concern with it, they still were able to get out of the smallpox vaccine. Well, with the U.S. military, it was supposed to be, look, if you have a religious exemption or if you have a medical reasoning, supply it. Well, according to Daily Mail, none of the soldiers are getting their religious exemptions approved. There's also a backlog in processing applications, and the military clergy are getting stressed. Air Force leads the branches of those who don't want to get the vaccine. So the lack of approvals are starting to create tensions. All right. I don't think 30,000 people want to leave the military. Already 100 Marines have gotten fired. 37 Air Force members have been fired after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered mandatory vaccines for all troops. Now, this is since the vaccine mandate came into effect in August. The Navy is about to fire 5,731 sailors, and the Army is about to fire 3,800. And you're looking at this going, they've been around, they're young, you know, and the subject keeps coming up. I talk to young men. Yeah, I got the vaccine. You know, I'm older, I'm worried about it. You know, and a lot of young men are like, look, I just don't want anything affecting my heart. That's not being, you know, erratic, incompetent. That's a valid concern. My boys had the same concern. They're like, Mom, if I get the shot, what happens with my heart? And I'm like, well, first, it's rare. And maybe what we'll do is we'll, you know, recommend don't be working out heavy around the time of the shot. And then any chest pain, any trouble breathing, you let me know, and I get you taken in right away. Now, in America, they say most of the myocarditis cases have been mild. But then you have somebody who died in New Zealand. Now, they say he died because he was young, but he didn't go in to get seen when he was having the myocarditis. And then when they evaluated him and then they realized it was myocarditis, they linked it to the vaccine. Even though you can't say 100% because viruses can also cause it, but, you know, it just, there's been so many cases being reported. So if you have young, active military, strong men and women that are like, I really don't want to put anything into my body, don't they have that choice? What if they do feel with their religion that they, you know, don't, it's against their religion? God gave them an immunity. God's in charge. Don't they have that right? Now, people will say no because they're going to spread COVID. Well, we already know vaccinated people spread COVID. We have a whole bunch of vaccinated politicians that have COVID now. So vaccinated people spread COVID. You can't really keep using that argument. But if somebody has a concern that something can hurt their body, you know, I don't understand why they don't have that liberty. But what's more scary is that a religious exemption can be overturned. So, look, in Judaism, we support vaccines. In Catholicism, you know, a Christianity, most religions, I think even in the Quran, I think, you know, I don't think there's anything written per se that says you can't get a vaccine, because obviously in the Old Testament we didn't have vaccines at the time. You know, I get what the heck 27 cells people are worried about and lineage from an aborted fetus. I could completely understand people's concerns religiously. I get that. Is that enough? You know, if abortion is banned in Catholicism, in Orthodox Judaism, you know, but if somebody, you know, has their own religion, yeah, and they're in the military, and they're afraid, you know, the 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News. The DEA administrator believes social media companies need to do more to fight drug trafficking, as Ann Milgram was discussing the severity of the opioid crisis, saying drug cartels are using social media platforms to get deadly drugs into Americans' hands with one click. She said on CBS's Face the Nation, companies like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook should go after such illegal activity. She also encouraged parents to have conversations with their children about the dangers of drugs like fentanyl. With his son Charlie by his side, Tiger Woods making a quietly strong comeback to competitive golf. The pair finishing second in the PNC Championship in Florida over the weekend. The event, which partnered champions with family members, was won by John Daly and his son. But it was Tiger Woods' first event since he was seriously injured in a car wreck near Los Angeles last February. And this is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let me Facebook Live this. I love you guys are starting to watch these things. I don't know. I got to work better with YouTube. I'm not really good on camera. You guys have seen me. I'm really not much to look at. I have a face for radio. So that's why I don't really, you know, like to do a lot of the video type stuff. But, you know, it helps because I think it kind of, you know, you can read my lips at least, and if I ever talk too fast, you could rewind it and then do the replay. So, I'm not a trucker. I've always wanted to be. I think truckers are some of the coolest people out there. They are tough. They are, They're smart. They're the backbone of our whole, you know, just our whole industries in terms of retail and health. And I mean, they keep us moving. And so God bless our truckers and God bless what they do out there. But we had a very, very serious mishap. Serious. So serious that the consequences ranged from killing four people, injuring others, causing a fire, to now the consequences of what happens when a trucker gets into a car accident. And these are going to reverberate now for years. And in fact, it's going to possibly end up in a huge boycott, possibly a huge sit-out of truckers. And we have millions of people starting to kind of air their grievances on what happened. So let me just kind of review what's going on, because this is not an easy situation. So back in April 2019, 23-year-old Rogel Aguilera Mederos was operating a semi-truck flatbed loaded with lumbar. If I'm correct, that was, you know, trucks are different. It's not just a semi. There's multiple different types of trucks and what they haul. So got to get it right. And it was on the I-70 heading down the foothills near Lakewood, Colorado. He says his truck suffered multiple mechanical issues, including the inability to brake. Now, trucks usually have a runaway ramp, so that if they start to have an issue as they're going downhill, you know how you guys always see that extra lane, and you're like, oh, maybe I could pass on the right. No, that's a safety issue. That is for truckers to, if they lose control, they don't slam into cars or traffic. It's a runaway ramp. It allows them a kind of safer exit while they're trying to, I guess, assess what's going on with their truck. Unfortunately, he missed that trunk ramp. There was traffic, and he slams the truck. I mean, the only thing he could do, because he didn't have brakes, is he slammed his truck into traffic. There was a 28-car pileup, and it killed Miguel Angel Yamas Arellano, who was 24 years old, William Bailey, 67, Doyle Harrison, 61, and Stanley Politano, 69, as well as injuring many others. This was a horrible, horrible wreck. It just, I mean, fire blocked traffic for miles and days. It was, so he was arrested. He was tried and found guilty of multiple counts, including vehicular homicide, first-degree assault, attempted first-degree assault, vehicular assault, reckless driving, and careless driving. I believe he was driving at about 85 miles an hour. Now, his sentencing just happened. So about last week, Colorado Judge A. Bruce Jones sentenced Aguilera Mederos to 110 years in prison. Now, he didn't want to sentence him to life in prison, but he said, per Colorado law, he was required to impose the mandatory minimum sentences to all the counts, and he couldn't have them served concurrently. You know, like if there's 2 years here, 4 years here, 3 years here, if you serve the 4 years, you get them all done. They had to be consecutive. So when you add it up, I think it was, I heard anywhere from 28 to 42 counts, it came to 110 years in prison. The judge even said, if I had the discretion, it would not be my sentence, because people are so mad at this judge. So an online petition has now started, and they're asking Governor Jared Polis to offer commutation as time served or grant clemency to Aguilera Mederos. And the petition's already almost at 4.3 million signatures. But on top of that, you have all over TikTok and social media, truckers saying, not Colorado. I'm not going to Colorado. And so a boycott of trucks going to Colorado can be deadly, both figuratively and literally, if things are needed in Colorado. Now, to other states, okay, well, if they're going to bypass the I-70 and bypass some of the other routes, then they could, I think the I-15 goes up there. Okay, you know, yeah, they could circumvent Colorado, but is Colorado now going to get cut off? So, according to the petition, they say Rogel Azar Aguilera Mederos, 23 years old, had nothing on his driving record, or on his criminal history. He had complied with every single request by the Jefferson County courts and investigators on the case. He passed all the drug and alcohol tests that were included, even a chemical test. The accident was not intentional, nor was it a criminal act on the driver's part. No one but the trucking company he was employed by should be held accountable for this accident. No, we are not trying to make it seem any less of a tragic accident, they said, because, yes, lives are lost. We are trying to hold the person who needs to be responsible responsible, they say in this petition. The trucking company has had several inspections since 2017 with several mechanical violations. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, is the company at fault? Is the driver at fault? You know, how do we go from here? So concerns that have been brought up on social media, one is that Aguilera Medeiros, I guess, had poor English, we were told. And he was able to get through his classes that were English only. Now, you could get a CDL. It doesn't matter if you could speak English or not. CDLs are you know, because they're medical. But in terms of getting going through the classwork, you could get your CDL. I'm sorry, your DOT physical. But in terms of getting through your CDL, if he passed the test, there's obviously some sort of competency in terms or literacy in English. But other concerns that were brought up, because you had truckers saying, that's it, I'm out, we're not going to go to Colorado. You had others saying, look, this is ridiculous, the 110 years, ridiculous, but these drivers are young. These drivers are inexperienced. These companies are not training these individuals. Now, I told you guys we have a huge issue with our trucking industry because our current truckers, God bless them, a lot of them are aging out. A lot of them want to be with their families. A lot of them just can't continue to, you know, be sitting for hours on end or being away from their families for days or months. And so many of the older truckers either retired during the pandemic or are considering retiring. And to get younger new recruits is difficult. You can't smoke marijuana and be a trucker because marijuana, even though it's legal in multiple states, can't get a CDL if you use marijuana. If you have a wife at home with a baby, if you have a partner, you don't want to be away from. It's really hard to get younger people to join the trucking industry. So now truckers are worried that if a 23-year-old with one accident, and mind you, it was a bad one. It was bad, whether he was speeding, whether he didn't do what he was supposed to. It was bad. People died. But to put somebody in jail for the rest of their life, now you start to have younger people going, no way, because people get into accidents all the time. And this is a big rig. I mean, these are semis. These are long haulers. These are not easy. And I see the way you guys drive on the road. There's a truck. You're like, damn, trying to get around the truck. And you keep kind of, you know, moving around. And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, now I can get in front of the truck. Give that truck some space. That truck, you know, for that truck to put on their brakes. You guys remember algebra and physics? It's going to take a while. That truck can hit you. Don't be cutting off trucks. So people drive like crap. These trucks are sitting ducks. If a driver thinks that they're going to be in jail for life, who the hell's going to want to be a trucker? So it's going to be interesting. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This caught my eye. There's a professor who is rewriting the First and Second Amendments. They're suggesting it rewritten. They're actually rewriting it themselves and then suggesting that hopefully somebody incorporates these suggestions.
I know. I looked at it going, what? So what? So this has been reported by MSN. Mary Ann Franks works at University of Miami School of Law and has penned a proposal for a redo of the First and Second Amendments in a Boston Globe op-ed. She wrote that the first two amendments, which include the rights to free speech, religion, and bearing arms, inspire religious-like fervor in many Americans, and that both are deeply flawed in their respective conceptualizations. Well, it's not technically both, that's three. Free speech, freedom of religion, and bearing arms. So that's three. So we already have one little issue there. She says these two amendments, she's saying maybe both amendments are deeply flawed. She said these two amendments are highly susceptible to being read in isolation from the Constitution as a whole and from its commitments to equality and the collective good. The professor claims that the two amendments tend to be interpreted in aggressively individualistic ways that ignore the reality of conflict among competing rights. The result, she says, is that the most powerful members of society benefit from these rights at the expense of vulnerable groups. Franks did not elaborate on individuals in these groups. Franks proposed that both amendments should explicitly state individual rights within the framework of, quote, domestic tranquility and the, quote, general welfare set out in the Constitution's preamble. So here's her First Amendment redo suggestion. Every person has a right to freedom of expression, association, peaceful assembly, and petition of the government for redress of grievances consistent with the rights of others to the same and subject to responsibility for abuses. All conflicts of such rights shall be resolved in accordance with the principle of equality and dignity of all persons. It continues that the government must respect the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion. For the Second Amendment, Frank said that the concept of self-defense should be expanded to include a meaningful right to bodily autonomy, such as reproductive matters. So she's including abortion in this. All people have the right to bodily autonomy consistent with the right of other people to the same, including the right to defend themselves against unlawful force and the right of self-determination in reproductive matters. The government shall take responsible measures to protect the health and safety of the public as a whole. So you could read this one way and go, oh, it sounds beautiful. You could read it another way and go, well, wait a second here. What are you changing? And so, you know, I'm always kind of confused by the hypocrisy of what happens. You know, everybody's like, you know, it's our job to protect you. It's our job to protect you. We have to protect the vulnerable. We have to protect the vulnerable that don't have a voice. And as she said, the most powerful members of society. Well, who are the least powerful members of society? The fetus. But we aren't giving the fetuses a voice. That's under reproductive rights. So the moms get to make that decision, it's fine. It just, you're saying you want the most vulnerable power, you know, members of society have a voice. Then do they get a voice when it comes to, you know, them still, they're being able to make it through the pregnancy. Yet, with vaccinations, they want pregnant women to vaccinate. Why? Well, because they're pregnant and they have a fetus. So when is the fetus important and when is it not? And again, I'm not here to try to make a pro-choice, pro-life statement, but there's a lack of consistency. I'm under the impression as a doctor that you do everything you can for that pregnant mom and that baby and that fetus. You don't give the mom medications that could hurt the fetus. Yeah, but mom's in pain and mom has acne and mom wants this. No, because the medicine's going to hurt the fetus. As a pregnant mom, you suffer with a lot of stuff when you're pregnant because, again, you don't want to take anything to hurt the fetus. And that's kind of how we've done this, because the fetus has rights. So when does the fetus have rights and when doesn't it? Just a thought. And then freedom of religion and freedom from religion. It's a very interesting concept.
You know, I mean, yeah, you don't want somebody's religious beliefs put on you. If you want to go and have a cheeseburger, and a cheeseburger isn't kosher, I mean, even in Israel, there's places where you could get a cheeseburger if you want. So you could get non-kosher food. You know, so you want to feel like, look, you know, if I'm in Utah, I want to be able to get some alcohol. And you can't. There are places to get alcohol in Utah. Not that I know all the places, but we went to one. Because we were going to a friend's and we wanted to bring wine. And they have, it was very interesting, a special store. It's like a special government store. And you go in there and you can buy the alcohol, and it's interesting. So, you know, those sort of things, you know, are pushed on you. But what about in school? What if somebody doesn't want to have a moment of silence to pray? Can they use that moment of silence to do something else? Can they meditate? Can they think? Or is that moment of silence only because you have to pray? Now, I haven't heard that anybody's forcing prayer. I have heard that people want to have moments of silence so people can feel like they could still do their prayer. And it's interesting because some of you have been like, I don't understand that. Why do they have to pray in the middle of the day? I have to be honest with you. I'm not the most religious. But when I have that need to make a quick prayer, it really is difficult when you're distracted. And if I try to close my eyes and I try to cover my eyes and try to tune everything out, people are like, what's wrong? Are you having a seizure? And then when I try to go through, wait, I just need a minute to pray. So usually I don't announce it. I'll, you know, close the office door or I'll go into the bathroom. You're not really supposed to pray in the bathroom, but, you know, or like if I'm driving in my car and the radio's on, I'll turn the radio off so I can do the prayer. And then so I do sometimes feel the need where during the day you have to. So it is cool to have that opportunity during the day at school. It's cool. I mean, is it vital? For some religions, yes. For some others, not. But in terms of freedom from religion, what they're talking about with freedom from religion are employers not wanting to support insurances with birth control or help pay for abortion or people's tax dollars going to abortion. So that's an easy fix. Don't have our tax dollars pay for abortions. Let there be private donations, people pay for their own abortion. But freedom from religion, if somebody has a religion and they don't approve of you having an abortion, you could tell them to butt out, but they can't butt out if they're paying for it. Or it's in their city or they feel like they're, you know, a part of it. So we need to have that freedom of employers and people being involved in other people's actions. Many employers don't want anything to do with your reproductive health. They don't want to pay for your birth control. They don't want, trust me, they would love to not be a part of it. Then keep them out of it. Why are employers paying for your birth control? It should be a completely different system. But no, we're forcing employers to pay for health insurance. Our tax dollars go to abortion. So yeah, so if you eliminate that, then maybe you can get away from that people's religion being forced on you. Because I don't think anybody's religion should be forced on anybody else. But when you're drawing them in and they're a part of it, you know, then yeah, there's going to be an opinion. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.